You once again, dear friends. Today we will continue our discussion on health and want to talk about why do we get sick? Why are we sick? Why do we get sick? You know, sometimes it's easy to think about the viruses. Maybe it's the viruses that cause me to get sick. Or maybe it's the bacteria. Maybe it's the germs. You know, it's easy to put the blame somewhere else. It makes us feel better when there is someone or something else that we can blame. While we are able to go feeling good about ourselves because we are not the reason why we got sick. But the reality of it is, friends, if we don't accept or acknowledge the true causes for sicknesses, then we will never be able to rid our body of illness. So acknowledging the reason why we get sick is a very fundamental principle that we need to look at. Now, you go back with me in Genesis. We are told about the creation story, how God made man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So the Creator made man from the dust of the ground, from the soil. And then he breathed into us the breath of life, and we came alive, so to speak. When we look at the soil, there are quite a few nutrients in the soil. The soil, especially back there, was perfect, you know. So we at least recognize, today scientists recognize 109 minerals or elements, and we know that at least 84 of those make up the human body. 84. And that is why we eat food, so we can get the nutrients, the minerals from the food to make healthy cells, right? So next time you sit down to eat your food, you may consider do an experiment. What nutrient does this particular food contain? What enzymes or maybe what mineral? How much calcium does this have? How much potassium does this food have? You know, just give your brain a little challenge. Just say, okay, I'm eating this food. I love this food. But what benefit is it doing to my body? Okay, so we know that about 84 minerals make up the human body, and we eat the food that we do eat, hopefully, to replenish those minerals, so the body can use those minerals, particularly the liver, because everything goes to the liver, and the liver has to reassemble the nutrients to make it available to the rest of our bodies. Okay? So that is very important. Now, should there be a situation that arises where the minerals are not available, then what usually happens is the same thing that happened to a plant in the soil, in the garden, same exact thing. If the plant does not have the proper nutrient, then it's not going to grow healthfully. And before long, you're going to see all kinds of pests zoning on that plant to remove it from the environment. You know, that's what nature's disposal crew does. If it is not a healthy plant, then it gives off signal, and the bugs, the pests, and so on zone in on that plant to get rid of it. It's the same thing in our body. If the minerals, the nutrients are not available, it's not coming in through the diet, then it changes our body chemistry. And from within our own cell, not necessarily from the outside, as although we have the microbes all around us, and as we have discussed in previous program, that we got plenty of bacteria living in us, the good bacteria, and we got some bad guys too, and they will take advantage of us if we don't have a good supply of good bacteria, healthy supply of good bacteria. So what we have then, friends, is from within our bodies, as we have discussed in times past, Bichem described some tiny substance within the cell that function to build up the cells. And he bring forth in his research that when the cellular environment become compromised, when there's weakness, when there are changes in the pH, changes in the oxygen level, changes in the level of toxicity at the site of the cell, and what usually happens, those those small particles usually evolve. They evolve into germs, bacteria, germs, virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, and mold. From within, even if there was none on the outside, once the tissue begin to undergo deterioration, it becomes a feeding place. It becomes a place where microbes are invited. Microbes come and have a heyday, come and have a feast day, you know. So from within, if the nutrients are not available, then the tissue structure will begin to be compromised. And, you know, let's look at one cell, for instance. From a body chemistry point of view, what usually happens is that cell begin to lose energy, okay? And the cell begins to break down. There's moisture that's collected in the core of the cell, so the cells get larger and continues to get larger. And then what happens eventually when that cell has lost so much energy, then it breaks connection with the nerve and it becomes a dead cell. Now the body is supposed to throw it out if it has enough energy. But the point is this, we are dependent upon the minerals from the soil to keep our bodies healthy. Now, I haven't talked about vitamins and enzymes and proteins and carbohydrates and all of these things. All these are made up of minerals. You see, if the minerals are there, nature will do a wonderful job to make what is necessary. Plus, you know, your macronutrients, your carbohydrate, proteins, and fat, you know, we eat plenty of food that bring those in. You see what I'm saying, friends? But your minerals are key. Now, so what can I do? We are talking about, why do we get sick? Do we blame the virus, the bacteria, the germs, etc.? No. We blame ourselves. Because while mineral deficiency is the primary cause of illness, we can also add to that wrong thinking, or maybe I should say, there are various factors in life that result in mineral deficiency. There are various things in life, various activities we do that result in mineral deficiency. For example, not eating a balanced diet that has nutrients, that's going to result in mineral deficiency. All right, not drinking enough water, that's going to result in mineral deficiency. Too much exercise or not enough exercise will affect the mineral availability to the body as well. Let's say not enough rest is going to affect the minerals and nutrients available to the body. Stress will affect the nutrients that can be made available to the body. And there's a host of lifestyle factors that will zone in on the availability of the minerals and nutrients to the body. You know, in stressful situation, the digestive organ don't function well. We don't drink water. You know, water is one of those key substances that the liver uses to make a strong gastric juice. Water, in this order, calcium is the first one that usually go, then oxygen and water. Any of these three sets the stage for a very weakened gastric juice. And when the gastric juice is too weak, it is often interpreted as being too much acid. The problem is there's just too much, yes, there's too much acid that's unusable, too weak, too diluted, so nature really can't use it. It can't do a job, so it just sits there. You see what I'm saying? So weakened digestion is one factor that's our job that can result in mineral deficiency. The biggest one, the one that is perhaps most common, simplest, is lack of water, lack of rest, okay? Now, another one that does affect, which is kind of a teeter-totter in the sense that how we think, having hatred in our heart, having mental stress, bitterness, resentment, anger, unforgiveness. These things I've understood to be the greatest cancer seed. Because when you take the time to hate someone, it is doing you, yourself, more harm than the person you're actually hating. It actually prevents the body from utilizing the nutrients and the minerals. So the minerals could be there, but there is starvation. There is famine in the midst of excess because the state of the mind is not proper. That's why, friends, that's why we encourage folks to learn to forgive. To forgive your neighbor, to forgive those who have done you wrong. You know, and sometimes these issues within the household itself, all right? So learn to forgive. You know, one of the situations that helped to compound both from a physical and an emotional point of view is when our deficiencies result in low sugar or hypoglycemia. And on top of that hypoglycemia, you have a low calcium experience. When you have those two combined together, you have a person, if it's a woman, that's crying out for help, that's just barely trying to survive. They become very irritable, nervous, cranky, and hard to live with. You see what I'm saying? And a husband should, if they recognize that, you know, the warfare, the issues that's going on, it's more than just that she's irritable. It's more than just, and the man could be irritable too. It's more than just he's just irritable and short fuse. There are stresses, there are things affecting his body chemistry that puts him on the edge. When the sugars are low, calcium low, person is tense. The back is tight, their neck is tight. There's just so much things going on. They're stressed. At least they have so much internal stress that they can't hardly handle any external. The extreme of this situation is, you know, they may sink down into depression because low sugar is low oxygen. And low oxygen is going to affect the brain. So you know, you get the brain tissue being affected, then not only can you not focus, not only can you not think properly or reason carefully, but not enough oxygen to make the necessary hormones. So, you know, we get depressed and life doesn't seem fair anymore. So what a husband can do is to try to help his wife nutritionally, supply some nutrients. You know, calcium is the king of all nutrients, we understand from body chemistry point of view, because the body uses more calcium, more by weight and volume, than any other mineral in plant, in animals, and in human. So it's the king. It's like nature's natural tranquilizer, you know. It sweetens the disposition. But all calciums are not created equal, and simply because you take a calcium doesn't mean that it becomes available to your body. There are some variables there, but at least you can try to do something. Try to do something. So the illustration with the low sugar and low calcium, you see the mineral deficiency affecting the emotion, and when the emotion gets to that point, then the emotion begin to affect how well the body is able to extract the nutrients, and it is just a mess. That stomach may be knotty, you know, just nervous. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, you may, you know, resort to some medication, but we need to try to reason from cause to effect. Why am I sick? Perhaps the easiest remedy is to, you know, to kind of help to get things in focus there, is to talk to God. Lord, I'm struggling. You know, I'm struggling, Lord. I need your help. And somehow, by the presence of God's Spirit, it is able to calm, to help you, because it needs divine help when you're at that stage, because you don't know where to start. You know, you take medication, but the situation is not solved. We can feel better for a while, but the real issue is to be able to get to the root cause of our problem, which largely it is due to mineral deficiencies. For example, everybody know about pHs. Everybody know about acid and alkalinity, at least most people. We were introduced to it in high school or somewhat. You know, the pHs of the body is supposed to be at a certain range, particularly the urine and the saliva. We recognize 6.4. And when mineral deficiencies begin to occur, then those pHs begin to drift away from perfect. Now, as it drifts, let's say the urine drifts all the way up to 8.0. Now, at that point, nature is telling us that the digestive organs are compromised. Weaken gastric juice. You cannot get the iron out of the food, so you're going to develop a problem related to iron deficiency. The bowels just moving so slow, so sluggish. You see what I'm saying? So as the deficiencies occur, you see the signs in nature by what nature does with the pH. It's a cause and effect situation. And so what folks should try to do is to stop and consider. Come now and let us reason together, the Word of God says. Though your sins be as scarlet, the rest of the verse goes on to say, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Hopefully I didn't misquote the text. But you understand the point. We need to stop and reason. We need to stop and say, okay, my life may be going too fast a pace. I don't have time to even prepare a good meal. I don't have time to rest. I don't have time to really talk to my Creator. All these things, you know, we should stop. and get our priorities together. We should consider what is priority because, you know, let's face it, if we get sick and die, everything else is going to stay behind and we'll be gone. As the Bible says, you know, we won't know anything that's going on anymore under the sun. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 5, that's what the scriptures say. So my encouragement to you, friends, my encouragement to you is consider what you're putting in your stomach. Ecclesiastes says, you know, eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. We have a reason to eat why we eat food. Food is delicious, especially if it's good food. You know, you all probably have not tasted some good vegetarian food. I mean, it tastes good. Yeah, it tastes real good. But I'm quite sure other meals that you prepare can taste good. So consider what you're eating, okay? Is this food going to supply nutrients? Potato chips, corn chips, pretzel, and these things are going to simply rob our body. You know, all those salted junk food that people eat, especially our children, because, you know, it tastes good to them and it's quick food, it's fast food. You know, that salt food is doing us more harm than good, and it's laying the foundation for heart attack, for stroke, and for various other cardiovascular conditions. So we should minimize those things in our diet or keep them entirely out if it is possible. Choose the food that's going to supply some nutrient. Soft drinks, you know, avoid those things as much as possible. Increase in your water. The best thing you can do, folks, talk about energy. Folks say, I don't have any energy. My first question to you is, how much water are you drinking? No energy? No water? That's cause and effect. Of course, you know, on the other extreme, you can drink too much water, which will also lower your energy level. But it has to be an excessive amount beyond what you're supposed to drink. Most people, however, don't consume enough water. And that is the easiest thing on the face of the earth for us to do. And that has potentially the greatest risk factor to keep us healthy or to allow us to get sick. Any disease can result from lack of water. Any symptom can show up as a result of lack of water. Plain and simple. You name it, and it's connected with dehydration for the most part. You see what I'm saying, friends? So as we prepare to conclude this program here, I just want to simply encourage you. You and I are not invincible. We don't have unlimited energy. We can't just spend and spend and spend and spend. That is, use and use and use our energy recklessly. And when our efficiency at taking in energy, nutrients I'm talking about, is so limited, sooner or later, if we have that kind of situation, we're burning up more energy than we're taking in, then sooner or later, we're going to run out of energy. Nature going to have to be pulling from that energy factor that supports and maintains the health of the body. And as it begins to pull from your reserve energy, your vital force, the amount of real life you actually have, only decrease and decrease and decrease until all of a sudden, every symptom in the neighborhood come knocking at your door and you say, why is this happening to me? I didn't do anything. It's a germ, it's a virus, it's a bacteria. Friends, we are in the, what do you call this, 21st century? I guess so. We're intelligent people today. Let us learn to reason from cause to effect. Now, if you have any question, if I've said something that, you know, maybe sparks some things in your mind, you can simply come visit us at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. That's 731-279-0350. That is 1706 Highway 70 West. And we'll be glad to help you, to assist you, and to try to get you on the right path. Thank you, listeners. Join us next week at this same time. Ha.
All done.
Yeah, it's all done, man.
If you would like,
all right.
You could feed me the information for the new intro and outro, and I can just write it down here.
Okay. Let's hear the old one.
Okay.
Did it make sense?
The old one?
No. Did what I just said make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Make sense?
I thought so, with the stress, the amount of stress that people get.
Yeah.
And how that can damage you, because a lot of people don't realize that the amounts of stress that you put, there's nothing really good about it.
Yeah,
and it's a cycle, too. If you get into a cycle of it, it's hard to break out of worry and stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
Okay, here's our old intro.
All right.
Welcome to Better Living, brought to you by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard every Wednesday morning at this time, providing listeners with life-saving, Christ-centered, natural health information. It'll enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple, natural principles to your life. You'll enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness. Now, here's your host for today's program, Peter Lewis.
Do you want to hear it again?
We just got to change the church.
Okay.
Take the church out. Put Better Living. Yeah, let me hear it again, though. Let me hear it one more time.
Sure.
Welcome to Better Living, brought to you by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard every Wednesday morning at this time, providing listeners with life-saving, Christ-centered, natural health information. It'll enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple, natural principles to your life. You'll enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness. Now, here's your host for today's program, Peter Lewis.
You know, come to think about it, that song, the intro, don't have nothing to do with health.
Yeah, I don't think the outro song has anything to do with health either, but we can listen to that.
Outro, Leah, let's listen to the outro.
Sure.
Let me see.
Thank you so much. And I do want to remind our listeners, if you have a question you'd like to hear answered on the program, you can email us at betterliving